Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you are joining me on this snowy day in the Northeast. Can you believe it? November 15th, and it's snowing in the Northeast. But nevertheless, we give God thanks in everything, and so we give God thanks. Well, I'm excited about this series. If you're a first-time listener, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C., as well as in Philadelphia. I'm a best-selling author, and I come on daily on this podcast to give you the tools necessary for you to create the life that you desire and deserve. Now, I've been going over series that you have everything you need within you, and I want you to become really present to that idea. We so often look outside of ourselves for God to do things for us, when in fact God lives within us. That's the whole idea, the notion of the Holy Spirit, God in us. And so if God is in us, as us, we don't have to look outside of ourselves, but look within. God has given us every tool, every resource that we need to live a powerful life. And so that's what this series has been about. And some call these faculties, I call them inner spiritual dynamics. And I've been looking at, first of all, faith. Now we're dealing with love. And I've been on love for the past few days. I'm going to finish that up today. But yet, again, I want to emphasize, my friend, that everything you need is within you. Now let's look at this idea of love. And I've been even reflecting upon this earlier today as I was doing my preparation. And one of the things about love is this. If I don't really understand that I am love, that love lives in me, then I spend a lifetime or can spend a lifetime looking for something outside of myself that I already have. And I believe that's why people run from marriage to marriage, relationship to relationship, to and fro, what I didn't get as a child, whatever the situations are. And they don't realize that everything that they need, the love that they feel that they need, the love that they feel that they did not get, they have had all along. It's like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, right? She had everything she needed and didn't even realize that. She could have gone home at any time, right? So it's the same thing with these spiritual faculties, and particularly with love. Now, I've been describing love according to what the Bible shares love is. I've defined love as the unifying force of all of life. It is that which creates harmony, oneness, and unity. And you got to think about that. When we say that we love, it's all about harmony, oneness, and unity. Now, the Bible is very clear on how that looks. And in 1 Corinthians 13, as I've been sharing, starting in verse 4, says that love is patient, it's kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. I'm reading from the New International Version. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Wow. And that's what I want to pick up today, where I left off, is rejoices with the truth. You know what? One of the things that I've realized about love is that you see things and people differently when you look with the eyes of love. That is why sometimes a wife can still love a husband, even though he may be doing things that are unlovable. That is why mothers don't give up on their children, because they're looking through the eyes of love. They see them for the truth of who they are. You know, my friend, most people live lies. Most people embrace the lie about themselves. And they go through life living a lie. They get in trouble. They brand themselves. Oh, I've made mistakes, whatever the situation is. But love rejoices in the truth, follow me, in the truth of who they are. Man, the truth of who God has made them to be. But also rejoices in the truth about every aspect of life. You know what? See, it's not love if I'm lying to you. I wish I had a witness, somebody, as we used to say in the Baptist church. What is that old song about? Tell me lies. Back in the 70s or 80s, I guess, the Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Can you tell me lies? Maybe it was in the 80s. You know, it was like, yeah, tell me lies. There's another song. It's an R&B song about, you know, a lying to me that I don't, you know, I don't care about the other girl. Just be good to me. You know, and it's like, okay, I'm fine with your lies. Remember that song, right? So anyway, I'm telling you, I'm dating myself. But the point of the matter of what I'm sharing with that is that, listen, that's not love if someone is lying to you, that you don't want to deal with the truth of what the situation is. See, it's about rejoicing in truth, not rejoicing in deception. Oh, they love me. Look at what I have. Look at what, well, the reality, the fact is you don't really have anything, okay? So love is about truth. Love is about truth. And love is about rejoicing in that truth. Now, this is something that really always blows me away in verse 7. Because to all of those that, you know, it is amazing. It always protects. Love always protects. It always protects. You know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. Man, even when I'm wrong, love protects me. Wow, it shelters me. Now, check this out. I may have to deal with the penalty of whatever my actions are, because that's the nature of life, unless it's just simply God's grace and mercy. But yet, love protects. Do you protect the integrity and the love? Do you protect the honor of those whom you say you love? See, if I'm a husband, I've got to protect the honor of my wife. And I'm not talking about that I got to go to some club and beat up a person who says something to my wife. I'm not saying that that is not protecting her honor. But I'm talking about the way that I hold her up, the way that I honor her in the home, the way I honor her in my discussion with others, the way I speak for me in this. See, love always protects, it always honors. Wow. You know, that's amazing. Wouldn't that be something, even in divorce court, we say, oh, well, I still love him. Yeah, but wow, really? I can tell you some stories about that, too. Always protects. Always trusts. Always trust. See, my friend, it's not love if you say, well, I'm going to get over it this time, but I'm not going to trust you. See, if I really love, it's like I'm going to put myself back on the line again. I'm going to trust you. Because that's what love does. My friend, what I'm really trying to demonstrate here and share with you is that love is just not this little passing fancy that we banter around and we share with others. Love is a serious, serious thing. And when we look at it in this context, always protects, wow, always here, as it says, always trust, always. Well, you hurt me back in 2015, and I'm never going to forget that. Maybe, you know, you borrowed money and never paid back. Maybe you had an affair. Maybe you failed to do something, whatever it is. And I'm not going to put myself back in that situation. Well, you know what? If you're not willing to put yourself back in that situation, then it's not love. Call it something else, but it's not love. And I'm not sharing that, you know, there are things that you may have to work on in the relationship and work through and all of those things. But let's not call that love, because love says, I'm willing to put myself back on the line and I trust you. Think about it. As I talk about when people say, I can't do that. You do it all the time. You do it all the time with your children. You do it all the time. And one time a lady told me this. She said, you know, Keith, well, the difference with your children is that your children come from you. You know, so, of course, I can love my children in that way because they come for me. And then again, I talked to some other people, and some people said that the greatest heartbreak you could ever have is with your children. You know, but the reality, the fact is, love is love. And guess what? If there was a God that kept a book and, you know, had a book and, you know, kind of like had a list, checking it twice, going to see who's naughty or nice, if there was that kind of God, man, I'm telling you, none of us he would trust, right? Think about it. Think about it. I mean, see, thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy, right? Because God always trusts us. Man, isn't that amazing? Let's continue on here. I don't want to finish this up today. And always hopes. Always hopes. I'm really hoping for the best in you and hoping for the best around and everything. I hope for the best. Wow. Always perseveres, even in the midst of great adversity. Love persists. It perseveres. When you talk about love, I mean, you go through the storms of life. You go through the vicissitudes. You go through the challenges. But you don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. You don't say, well, this is too hard, or, oh, wow, you know? Love, you continue to remain steadfast and unmovable, believing, hoping, walking in faith, walking in faith. And the last part here is that I want to deal with in verse 8, which is the A part, is that love never fails. Love never fails. And this, folks, you can never fail as a result of giving love. Because, see, that seed, whatever you plant, it always comes back to you. It always comes back to you. You say, Keith, it doesn't come back to me in the way that I want it to come back to me. But, hey, it's going to come back. And it comes back. And matter of fact, it's probably already manifesting in your life now. But, listen, I've got less than a minute left in this segment as I'm finishing up. So you are love. Walk in that love, okay? And let me share this before I go. Folks, I need your partnership. I need you today to be a faith partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries. Please go to my website at krlm.org and become a faith partner with me. Folks, I've got this is a non-traditional ministry. I've got a lot of incredible things and a vision that is out of this world that I want to be able to manifest. And I need your help. I need your support. If this is a blessing to you, send it to someone, share it with others. I'm going to try to reach 1 billion people in my lifetime, and I need your help to do that, okay? Well, listen, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create That Phenomenal Life. Until next time.